Right, well, it's brunch. It's blooming chaos in here, Gayla. What's going on here?
Well, apart from trying to set light to the place.
Yeah, we've had smoke coming off the cooker.
Yeah.
You've just asked me why have lemons got pips in them.
Yeah. Well, look, come on. One lemon, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10...
Yeah.
12 pips. Okay.
Well,
that about?
Well, you learn something new every day, don't you? How many pips are in a lemon? What are we making, Gayla?
Today we're making apple crumble.
Are you sure about that?
Well, providing I can stop setting light to the place, yeah. It just got. See, everyone can have a bad day, Kevin. In the kitchen, anyone can have a bad day.
Okay, is today that day?
Today is definitely that
Shall
day.
Shall we just end it now?
No, we'll carry on, because I've done all this prep.
Okay.
So now I've prepped.
What do you have to do for apple crumble, Gayla? Right.
So I've got, because it's really good time of the year, Bramley apples, cooking apples.
Yeah.
A lot of people have got apple trees.
Yes.
And you don't have to necessarily use cooking apples. You can use eating apples. So just use up your apples.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
So I've got Bramleys and I have cored them, peeled them and sliced them.
How many?
4.
Right.
They were big ones. And then I've squeezed a lemon and 900 pips into a saucepan with the apple.
Yeah.
And I have covered them with caster sugar.
How much?
Just to cover them. Okay?
Just a wave of the hand.
Hang on, I'll just put a little bit more on. Like that, you know, like a cover.
Like a sprinkle.
A sprinkle, but a heavy, maybe a handful of caster sugar.
A cover, a sprinkle, a handful, something like that.
Sugar,
yeah. Okay.
Because what you can do, you see, is once you've softened your apples, you can taste them to see if they're sour. And if they're sour, you can add a little bit more sugar.
Oh, got you. Okay. So if they're cooking apples, you might need a bit more caster sugar.
If they're eating apples, you tend not to need any at all.
Okay.
So if you're being really healthy, use eating apples and don't add sugar.
Okay. Got you. Right.
Right. And with that, I've also made a crumble mix based on the idea that you remembered the measurements because I never wrote them down.
It was 400...
of plain flour. Grams. 400 grams of plain flour.
150...
grams of butter.
And 200...
grams of caster sugar.
Result?
Yes. Because I never measure anything. I just pour it all in a bowl and just make it. So I had to pour it in a bowl, then measure how much I'd poured in the bowl. It's all very technical in this kitchen.
But then you have to mix it all together in the bowl.
Yeah, right. So you've got your flour, just your flour, 400 grams of plain flour in a bowl. Cube up your 150 grams of butter. You can use marge, but butter's nicer.
Okay.
Then you make that into breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Then you add your 200 grams of caster sugar.
Yeah.
Mix it together so it's sugary breadcrumbs.
Right.
And they're sitting in the bowl over there. So now, my apples are starting to soften. Now, I like a bit of a bite in my apple crumble, so I'm not softening them too much.
Right.
Just a subtle softening.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's a good phrase.
Subtle softening.
A subtle softening of apples.
Yeah. And then I've got a Pyrex dish.
Oh, yeah. Oven-proof.
Oven-proof dish.
Yeah.
So to that, I am going to just put in all the apples with some of the juice, not all of it, because it might go a bit wet, because the lemon and the juice from the apples has come out, and you've got the lemon and the pips.
Yeah.
And I am missing the pips. I'm not putting the pips in, because that would be a mechanical intrusion onto me.
I've got to say, that's the question of the day for me. Why do lemons have pips?
Well,
I just couldn't answer it.
Hang on, look, there's another one. So that means that was 14. Look, 14, 15, 16, 17, 8, 18, 19. It's another sneaky one.
And did you pay extra for that?
No, and it was only
for
a small lemon.
Oh.
19 pips.
Honestly.
Wow.
You're getting really indignant about this.
Well, it's just you squeeze your lemon. I should have used my lemon squeezer and it would have sieved them off, but I thought, no, I'll be cocky. Well, I won't be doing that again. So, right, so taste your apple to see how sour it is.
Right.
You can watch me. I'm going to pull a face now. Oh, no, that's all right.
Was that a cooking apple?
That was a cooking apple, so that was a good handful of caster sugar.
Yeah.
So then the crumble mix that you put in the bowl earlier, you just...
Chuck it on.
Chuck it on the top, sort of like that. So fill it to the top. It's a nice, so everyone likes a nice thick bit layer. Of crumble. And then just drag your fingertips across it to make it kind of look all wavy.
Look all wavy.
Well, all sort of delicate.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then you put that in a gas Mark 7, electric 220. Now, this is how I do it, right? For 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I turn it down to a 6, gas 6, electric 200.
Yeah.
For about another 15 minutes. So about 25 minutes.
Why'd you do that?
To cook it. No, yeah. why do I
heat first?
Because I don't want to leave it in and go off and do the washing up and it burn.
Right.
But it to make it nice and crunchy, you have a high heat. So high heat it, then low heat it.
And okay.
Then it, nice and crunchy all the way through
okay,
then.
Got you. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You can, and if you want to, start it lower.
No,
and
no,
turn
no.
it up.
No, it's your show, this
it
game.
Depends,
what
depends
you say
what you
goes.
Want to do. So then when it's cooked, after about 25, it's lovely, lovely golden brown we'll have on the top.
Yeah.
Theoretically. So then you get it out, and this is the bad bit, because then you get another handful of caster sugar and sprinkle it on the top.
Why'd you do that?
Because it tastes lovely.
Sweeten it up.
Yeah. And then you have that with ice cream or custard. Custard.
Oh, lovely.
Custard.
Mm. This is going in for 25 minutes total.
Yeah.
And then it's done.
And then
and
it's
it
done.
It took you about, what, 5 or 10 minutes just to chop up the apples and.
Well, the way I was going, I think you'll find it took about 20, but it was just. Yeah. And then I set light to the kitchen, so you don't actually count that. So, no. Yeah, probably about 10 minutes.
So, if you said half an hour ish, start to finish.
Yeah, let's be, say, 40 minutes, yeah. Start to finish. Is that still fast food?
It is. And you could get that in the oven while you're having your main meal, couldn't
yep,
you? And
yep.
pudding's ready.
That's right. You,
yeah.
If you prepare it in the morning, say you're having a nice roast beef, yeah. which is our Thursday roast special.
Oh, here at the Isabel Community Cafe.
Roast beef, Yorkshire pudding. And yeah. then, whilst we're serving that, that goes in the oven, and it comes out, pudding's ready.
Okay, fantastic. So why have you had such a bad day again? And no, you can't tell me, can you?
Not really.
No.
Is it gonna, just one of those
just,
days.
Just a bad one.
Yeah.
Have you got any news? So let's think. We're in the middle of September. Have you got anything coming up?
Yes, we've got on Saturday, the whatever the date is on Saturday.
Ooh, is it the 15th?
15th of September, yes. We have Quiz and Clubby Night.
Oh, yeah.
Which starts at 7:15 in the cafe. It's £5 for the curry. £1 for the quiz.
Can you just
and
turn up?
If you can phone between now and tonight, that would help.
Yeah.
But if not, it doesn't matter. Yeah, just turn up. I always make extra anyway. We usually have seconds and
right, is it? Teams of four.
Well, you just turn up and we'll, if you haven't got a team, if you're on your own, you okay. can, we just merge you in.
Nice.
So the quiz is £1, but at the end of the quiz, however many pounds there are,
yeah.
That's what the team that wins gets.
Right.
So there is a prize.
Oh, that's good.
So,
that's
yeah.
worth having.
It is quite good. And on the menu this week, we have got chicken korma made by me.
Yeah.
With every groundy things in the pencil and mortar thing. We've got beef balti, basmati rice, mushroom bhaji, and I am going to attempt, because I haven't done it before, vegetable samosas.
Ooh.
With various different chutneys and side accompaniments.
Ooh, we could have that for brunch next week.
Could we? Well, I could do the raita and chilli and onion chutney.
Yeah, save us a bit.
Yeah. Oh, why don't you come to Quiz and Curry Night?
I can't this weekend.
What about next month?
Oh, I could do next month. Yeah. I probably could.
I think we're going to try and do it for the first Saturday
in
the
month. If I do that, are you going to come and see my play, what I wrote?
Yes.
Thanks. Well, you heard
when,
it here.
When is it?
September the 25th. In Ryde,
yeah.
Or September the 28th in Shorewell.
Shorewell.
Lovely there.
I love Shorewell.
Yeah.
In my dream, I'd like to live in Shorewell.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Beautiful.
So that's a Saturday night. No, Friday night in Shorewell. At the Village Hall. It's called Fresh Start.
Ah, I've seen that advertised on Facebook.
You've got to come.
Yeah, all right. We'll sort that out.
So that's one plug for you, one for me.
Yeah, but you have to come to my Chris and Curry night one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Best curry in Newport, don't
I? I bet it is.
It is. Okay.
Well, thanks, Gaynor.
That's all right. Enjoy. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I tried to burn the kitchen down while you were in
right.
it.
We're okay. All the windows are open. The fire brigade are waiting outside.
No, actually, the smoke alarm didn't go off, so me waving the oven gloves was quite advantageous, really.
Right. Thanks, Gaynor.
See you next week.
See you next week. Hope your day gets better.
Oh, I'm going home. Speak about it.